Okay. I wanted to just touch up a few points on the sugya of Meitav and Shava Kesef. Bezrat Hashem. And then begin the next piece of Gemara, and we'll try and do it quick. Okay, so again, we'll go through the Gemara one more time. So the Gemara has a kasha, Ramle Abai L'Ravok, Siv Meitav Sadeh, Meitav Kami Yishalem, Meitav In, Midi Achrina Lo. So we have a din of Meitav, Vatanya, Yoshiv L'Rabos, Shava Kesef, Afilu Subit, Lo Kasha, Kami Daito, Kam Bal Korcho, Mer Ulebrei Ravi Loi, Dekanami Diksiv, Yishalem, Bal Korcho, and Ramle Abai, Miksiv Yishulam, Yishalem, Siv Midaito, Mashma. So we saw a while ago, but I just want to reassert the point, the Rabbeinu Chanan. And if you look at Rabbeinu Chanan here on the side, Rabbeinu Chanan says this whole kasha, this whole stira in the Gemara of Yoshiv, which stands for Afilu Subin, and Meitav, which tells you Dafka Meitav, is Dafka L'Rabbi Akiva. This is a kasha only according to Rabbi Akiva. Tiktani, Meitav Sadeh Shal Mazik, who holds bit of mazik shaymina. And now even Bryson says, Yashiv l'rabba shavah keski kesef, and how do we, and what's the drasha of Yashiv? Yashiv, the pasuk says, v'atanya kesef, Yashiv l'rabba, Yashiv l'balav, l'rabba shavah kesef, perish Yashiv, kol masha mashalim ha-mazik, shavahi, tibidide tala rachmana, diksiv Yashiv. Yashiv implies what I give over. So whatever I want to give, I can give. And Meitav says, I have to give Meitav. So how does that resolve itself? Gemara says, "Kan midaito kan bal korche," and it's a kasha according to Rabbi Akiva. Now, what is compelling? What is compelling the Rabbi Nachanan to learn the sugya that it's a kasha according to Rabbi Akiva, b'de mazik shaminan, and not b'de nizak shaminan? Just a quick chazara. You might recall the Gemara is in Maseches Gittin, parallel sugyas in Maseches Gittin, Daf Memtes, Nun, etc. And do you remember Rabbi Akiva, what the Gemara says over there by Rabbi Akiva? Why is it that we have this din of Meitav? And why, according to Rabbi Akiva, what's it all about? Remind me. Tikkun Ha'olam. Tikkun Ha'olam. In other words, what is the purpose? What is the logic? What is the svara, this kind of time of dekra doraisa of Meitav? Is we want to make sure that people act properly. So we're going to essentially, Tikkun Ha'olam is what it sounds like, a knas doraisa. A knas to pay Meitav, it's a punishment. And with that in mind, the chiluk that is made in our Gemara starts to make more sense. In other words, according to Rabbi Akiva, it's a punishment. That's what Meitav is. It's a punishment to deter you from being a mazik. Well, if that's the case, so then punishments by definition require a certain element of compulsion. When is a punishment, so to speak, imposed? When it's imposed from where? From inside or outside? From punishment is I punish myself, or something on the outside punishes me. Something on the outside punishes me. That's exactly what the Gemara says over here, is that it's a punishment, and therefore, when are you only going, what's going to be the only case in which you're going to be chayav meitav? If it's done, bal korch. If I'm saying, yeah, I owe, I have to pay. That's not called a punishment. That's not called, you're not going to invoke the dinim of tikkun ha'olam there. If I have to pay myself, yeah, any which way I want to pay. But once it's coming from the outside, it's coming from Bezdin, so now ready to Petoras punishment, and this ties in just a little chazara. We had a chakira regarding Meitav. Is Meitav Meikar Hashibud, or is it a halacha of Kvias Bezdin? So I think... I think Joe Mann's favorite topic in all of Shas is Meitav. He's all over it. So you say Meitav, he has glee on his face. So so according to what did I just say? If it's Meikra Shibud, Yeah, then you could argue, but the nizak shaimina. But once we assume it's a punishment, now it's betoras bezdin, betoras gvia. And once we're in the world of betoras gvia bezdin, that's exactly what the Gemara is saying now. Yeah, bal korch. And that's where a striking, interesting, kind of subtle, but important machlokes between Rashi and the Shita Mekubetza comes in. Because if you look at Rashi over here, Rashi, Dibra Hamaschil, Midaito. So Rashi says, Midaito, imeshalim mazik nizko midaito. Dilo atreche litzok ala bebezdin. Shokel subin. Then you go ahead and take subin. If it's midaito, I'm not going to bezdin. I'm paying on my own, then pay subin. Avom ena rotze hamazik leshalim nizko. He doesn't want to pay. La nizak, ela bebezdin. The Nizak has taken him to Bezdin, and now he's paying Bal Korcho, Eino Mishalim Ela Kesef. Eino Mishalim Ela, what? Kesef? Eino Mishalim Ela, Ela Meta. Now he has to pay Meta. That's an interesting point, by the way. What's Meta of Metatolin? Kesef, and what's Meta of Karka is Edis. Okay, so Barashi says, Once Bezdin gets involved, then we're talking about a degree of compulsion. Once it's compulsion, now already it's a tikkun ha'olam, it's a punishment, and now we can understand that's Rabbi Akiva's shita. Now, what does a shita mikubetzit say? Going to Bezdin's a punishment? Bezdin. Anyway, people go to Bezdin. Why do people go to Bezdin? I don't know the din. I'm not sure. People are regular. People don't know. So that why? Just because you go to Bezdin, I bring you to a din Torah. That means like you're a bad guy. You're not doing it midaito. What exactly are you saying? So comes along the shita, and the shita says, "Because hakuli ama lav dina kamira. Not everyone knows halacha. But lama yamar la parachi ama badin. Why should I pay money until there's a kamiras din ulakach nira?" So comes along the shita and says, "What is bal korcho la achar shechivu bezdin and adayin lo rotza lifroa ad sheyimashchenenu shliach bezdin?" What does that mean? Is that you're not bezdin is really forcing you? You're not just going to bezdin. Rashi doesn't go far enough. Bezdin, he's saying, "I don't want to pay," and even after bezdin paskins that he has to pay, he is recalcitrant, and he doesn't want to pay. Now, what's the halacha? So now Bezdin has to do what? Has to start seizing assets. So comes along Shita Mekubetz, says, that's Bal Korcho. Again, what the Shita is doing is, he's pushing us even further into the world of a punishment. He's pushing us into the world of punishment, highlighting what the Rabbeinu Chananel is telling us. Rabbeinu Chananel is saying that this is a halacha in Gvias Bezdin. So now, how far, what's called Gvias Bezdin? Rashi says this going to Bezdin is already considered to be Bal Korcho. According to Shit Mekubetzin, it must be a real punitive in nature, halachin Gvias Bezdin, and again highlighting the Shita of Rabbi Akiva. Now, in light of this, it's a very, very, I think, a beautiful diak. A beautiful diak that is made by the Rush in the Shit Mekubetzin. You saw it, I don't have much to add to it, but it's just a very, very nice idea. What is the Gemara says, Yashiv, that means Midaita. Yeshalem, that means Bal Korcho. So who says? Where do you get that from? So comes along the Rosh, citing the Sita Mekubetz, and says, no, I have a precedent, because when it comes to the din of Kefel, Yeshalem Shnayim Lere'ehu. The din of Kefel, Yeshalem Shnayim Lere'ehu, use the language of Yeshalim. When it comes to Knas, is Knas under compulsion or is it given Miratzah? By definition. Knas is, Modeb Knas is Potter. So if you're in the world of, when the Torah speaks about Knas, Kefel, it says Yeshalim. By definition, Kefel, Knas is compulsory, no? Compulsory. Someone is compelling it. Someone is requiring it. If I go ahead and I say, yeah, I stole. I was a ganav. What's the halacha? Do I have to pay the kefel? No. So it says the shita that the yeshalim diksiv gabe kefel da'ayri bal korche. The odem, he died, they modem knasu potter. And what does it say by subit? By subit, it says, by shavet kesef, it says what? Yashiv. To return. Is there a precedent for that word, yashiv? Do you have a precedent for that word, yashiv? Sure we do. What's the precedent for the word yashiv? The heishiv esah? Zela asher gazal. Is that being done under duress, under Bezdin's compelling you, or are you just doing it on your own? Yeah, you're doing it on your own. Return it. Return it. So says the Shita that it's very meduyak. Abe suvi ksiv yashiv demashmi daite dumya de veheishiv esah zela de airi. In other words, when I'm mode, when I pay back on my own, not being compelled, I do it on my own. So that's the word beheshiv. And I love, and that's when I pay a chomesh. If you don't have shir, though?
I do. That's
what
I'm going.
Okay, very good. See you.
Thank you so much.
I don't know why, but okay. Anyway, so now can we learn now? Can we start learning that? Thank you. Yeah, I don't know. I didn't feel that way. Again, so the Shita is saying that the language of a Heshiv is, by definition, is what?
Is
Midaita. The language of Yeshalim is Kefa. If Adam come and tell me that I have to pay back a gezel, do I have to pay? Is there a chomesh that has to be paid? No. When the Torah of Eishes Hagzel is there's a keren v'chomesh, that's veheshiv when I do it on my own. And Abaye comes back and says, no. Yeshalim is no raya that Yeshalim means via bezdin under duress, because Abaye cites another pasuk of Yeshalim where it's even midaita. But you see that when the Gemara has this drasha, these diukim, it's not random, it's not haphazard, it's built on precedence in the text itself. And with that in mind, I just want to go back to Rabbeinu Chananel one more time. What was the drasha of Yashiv? What was the drasha of Yashiv? According to Rashi, what was the drasha of Yashiv? Yashiv l'rabos shove kesef kekesef. What did Rashi say? Did Rashi say something? Yashiv? Pasuk says, Kesef, Yashiv leba'alav, Dehavale lemichta bal habor, Yishalim Kesef leba'alav. What does the Torah say? Bal habor Yashiv. I'm sorry, it should have said, Bal habor Yishalim Kesef leba'alav. And it has an extra word, Yashiv, Mi'itur dekra. We have this drasha. It's an extra word. That's how Rashi learns. An extra word. But look at Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel is not saying it's an extra word. Rabbeinu Chananel says, what does the word yashiv mean? What does the word yashiv mean? It means, the word means, kesef yashiv l'rabos l'baylov means a volitional return. That's what the word means. So in contrast to Yishalim, where the word might mean a payment under compulsion, the word means, it says Rabbeinu Chananel, Kesev Yashiv Alav L'Rabos Shaveh Kesev Perish Yashiv Komashim Yishalim Hamazik Shavehu Dibididei Talarachmana. The word Yashiv means who is driving the payment, Bezdin or himself? It's himself. And that again I think is consistent with what we saw in Shita Mikud. That's it. And that is the pshat in the Gemara, which says, when do you have to pay Meitav only Bal Korbach? Because consists with the Akiva Shita, Tikkun Olam, punishment, deterrent. That's what Meitav is all about. It's not Meikra Shibud. It is part of the external Bezdin enforced punishment. Okay. Anytime we learn something for the first half hour of Seder, and then you move on, they space out. For that part, okay, we're gonna move. We're gonna go weiter. Okay, I'm going weiter. Okay, back on track. Okay, I'd like to do this quickly. I'd like to do it quickly, in and out. That's my goal. We'll see if I'm successful. So we just and we had a stira. Yashiv tells me Afilu Shavah Kesef. Meitav tells me the best of the best. We had one resolution, Bal Korchach versus Midat. Abai says, I got another solution. And that other solution is going to come from a detour to Hilchos Maaser Ani, a very unusual situation, very unusual case. And over here you have, the halacha is, if a person has a net worth of 200 zuz, he's not called an ani. If he has a net worth of less than 200 zuz, he's called an ani. And how much can he collect? As much as he wants. Once he's an ani, you can collect. But once he now is, but above 200 zuz, you're not called an ani. Okay, fine. So guy has a fair amount of real estate. So the Brisa says, Hayalu, learn the Brisa quickly. Hayalos batim sados kramim, ainu motzin lebachram, he can't sell them. So then machilim also maisa ani ad mechtsa. So he gets some maisa ani. Now why is he getting maisa ani? It's a funny situation. Is he an ani?
No.
Looks like not really, because he's got a lot of real estate. On the other hand, he got no cash. So we give him a right to collect ad mechtsa, a very vague term. What does that mean? So what hechi dami? What's the case? So why are you only giving him ad mechtsa? If the whole world's real estate market collapsed, you know what he's called? He's an ani. He's an ani. Let him collect as much as he needs. And e what? And Ella rather, Oker Arostically Alma, Viday, I need the Ayel Benafik, Azuze, Zalare. No. Everyone else's real estate is up. But people are sensing his desperation. He needs cash. He needs to sell. So what happens when people know you need to sell? They offer you less. Maybe that's the case. Well then, indeed, Afilu Porta, Nami, Lolispule, because the reality is his karka worth as much as everyone else's? It is. So he's not an ani, so he shouldn't get anything. He shouldn't even get ad mechtsa. So Omar Mar, what's the case? Lo tzricha, that what? A very strange case over here. When is real estate more valuable? In Nisan or in Tishrei? It's more valuable in Nisan. Why is it more valuable in Nisan? Because that is the beginning of the agricultural season. You can get it, you can plant, you can do whatever you want, and by Tishrei you're going to go and have a harvest. So that's when it's at its best, most valuable. Tishrei, you already missed the season. Now you got to let it lie fallow for 6 months until the season comes along. It's worth less. So what's the case? Biyomad Nisan Yikra Arasa. And in then Biyomad Tishrei Zalarasa. So Dekuli Alma Natri Ad Nisan Dimizabne. People don't sell in Tishrei. People don't, they wait till Nisan when the real estate goes up. Vahai. But this guy in Tishrei, Hove Itstrakele Zuze, Zabin Kedahashta. So we sell, he's going to sell now. Now that he's selling now, what's his property worth? What's his property worth?
Less than what it was before.
So now it's worth less. It's worth less. So is he an ani or is he not an ani? Is he an ani or is he not an ani? That's what I'm trying to get. And is he an ani or is he not an ani? So right now he needs cash.
He is and he's not.
What does that mean? He's desperate.
But his land still has value.
His land has value.
But, after he sells it for $100,
but he's going to sell it now.
It's a hybrid.
It's a weird situation. So, ho of the Itzriklei Zuze, Zabin Kedahashta, he's going to sell now. Ad Palga, Urche Lemezal. So, a person's going to take a loss in this scenario up to how much of his property? Ad Palga, Tve, Lav, Urche Lemezal. More than that, he's not going to take such a loss. Now, how does this apply to Nisikin? So how does this apply? How does a buy want to use this to answer up our stira? So he says, V'hachanami gabe Nisikin, dine be'idis. So someone goes ahead and damages your property in Tishrei. So in Tishrei, the real estate market is depressed, and they damage your property. So, and he says, if e omele iu, havli beninis, I could get edis property right now, but the market is depressed, I'll get a nice, decent amount of edis. But I don't want edis. Why don't I want edis? I have a land of beninis. Your beninis is right next to mine. It's better for me to have beninis. So I want beninis. So havli beinonis tfei porta. Give me more beinonis. So now amale ishakalta kidina shkol kedahasta. Below shakal ki yikrod latame. If you want beinonis, then I'm going to ask you to take what beinonis today based on Nissan prices, which is going to give you what less beinonis. It's going to give you less property. So you have this hybrid. That's the resolution to Nezik. If you want property, Kidahashta, then you're going to get Metav, you get Edis, and that's today's pricing. I'm going to give you Edis. But if you want something other than Metav, i.e. Bainusness, for example, Bainerness, then you have to take a broader type of pricing, and that's going to be what? That's going to be future pricing, Bainerness of Nisa. And the Gemara doesn't like this. The Gemara asks Akasha, and it's going to leave this pshat. Now, what's going on over here? So if I asked you, what's this sugi really about? What is this sugi about? What's this Maisa Ani sugi about? Give me a topic for the Maisa Ani sugi. Give me a headline, the topic. Don't say Maisa Ani, because it's not. It's a little broader than that. It's a pretty big topic. And that is the following. In terms of valuation of property, how do you account for seasonal fluctuations in property valuation? The nature of this property is it's going to go up and down, Tishrei Nisan. Something happens in Tishrei, now it's worth not a lot. It's worth much less. There's an expectation that it's going to go up in value in Nisan. So how does the Gemara take that into account? Let's take your Ani. Right now, is he an Ani or is he not an Ani? Right now, in Tishrei, is he an Ani or not an Ani? I would have said like this. This is what I would say. I would say, let's do a fair market valuation of his property. It's Tishrei. Take into account how much he could sell his property for. If the answer is less than 200 zuz, then what is it? He's an Ani. And once he's less than 200 zuz, how much can he collect? 1,000. But is that what the Gemara says? Gemara doesn't say that. Gemara says, Ad mechza. What does that mean? Look at Rashi, Lishna Kama. Rashi says, let's read Rashi, V'i Amarle. Rashi says, V'i Amarle nizek havli benes kidahashta tfei portoi mai debois lameisla b'idis lomatsi lomikfile. El Amarle mazik yishachata b'idis kidina shkol. I want to know where's the beginning of Rashi. Rashi. So look at Rashi, Zavin Kedahashta. Betishrei. Mishum de itzrik lezuze hilkal ani lohave dito shava elav dinar hoil uviyome nisan shavas karkos masayim va'asha lohave holu kliyama nami lohave shavin hashta masayim hilkal maslimin lo ad masayim vaynu meksa de ad palga urche lemezal tfei lo. So Rashi there is highlighting this schizophrenia of this particular ani. On the one hand, does he have a net worth of over 200 zuz? Yes. No. He doesn't, because everyone's land in this time of the year gets depressed. On the other hand, is there an expectation that it will exceed 200 zuz? Yes. And therefore, is that taken into account? Yes, it's taken into account, which means he can only collect stucca ad meh. Now, why do I say this is strange? Because in any system of valuation, what do we do? Lechora, you want to value his status, you look at it now. You look at it now. And indeed, I gave you a Mishnah Maseches Erchin, and the Mishnah Maseches Erchin says it just that. the Mishnah tells us, at least when it comes to Hekdesh, if I go ahead and I have a razzle dazzle Misifta, vintage Misifta Gemara. So Misiftas in Eretz Yisrael go for 100 shmek. And in America, they go for 100 dops. So what's the, I say, I'm donating the value of the Misifta to the Beis HaMikdash. So how much did I just donate? So the Mishnah Erchin says, I don't care what it's being sold for where in America. You go based on Mikomo and Shaita. Shaita is what's important for us. The fact that it might have a future value that's going to go up in value, what does that have to do with right now? Right now, this is what I donated. This is what I have to give. Who cares that there might be an expected seasonal fluctuation? Why does that matter? That's basically the issue I want to briefly talk about. So there's a ksos and an asitis. And there's two sugyas. Both very interesting sugyas. And we'll take a look at them very quickly. Source number 3, followed by source number 4. I like source number 4 better. So we're going to start with source number 4. Nah. Does that make sense? Okay, we'll go with 3 first. 3 first. 3 first. Okay, this is a Gemara we had before. We had this Gemara before, way, way in the beginning of the year. Not quite, but in the sugya of restoration versus compensation. The Rav Chaim, we saw this Gemara. But the Gemara is the following. Hani Shakuloi. There is a schlepper, a guy, a porter, a guy who carries stuff. Titabruchavas dechamra, dechenvana, so he broke a barrel of wine of a chenvani. Biyoma deshuka, on the day of what? On the market time, Mizdavna behe. Wine was, it gets sold for 5. Bishar yoma, Mizdavna ba'arba. So now the Gemara says, Ahadrule biyoma deshuka, mahadre chavisa dechama, bishar yome mahadre hay. So if you're paying him back on a day of the shuk, you can pay him back a barrel of wine. But any other day, you have to pay him back what? 5 zuz. On the day of the shuk, you can just sell it for 5 zuz. But on any other day, you have to pay him back 5 zuz. Now look at Rashi over here. Why do you pay him back 5 zuz? Let's say I'm paying him back. Let's say the Yom Shuk is Thursday. I broke it on Wednesday. I broke it on Tuesday. So how much did I damage? 4. I'm paying back on Sunday. How much do I have to pay back, says the Gemara? I have to pay back 5. Why do I have to pay back 5? Because had it not been broken, what would I have done? I would have sold it on the Yom HaShuk for 5. Even though when I broke it, how much was it worth?
4.
So it was worth 4 on Tuesday. It's going to appreciate the 5 on Thursday. I'm being paid on Sunday. How much do I get? I get 5. And the ksos is very bothersome. It's very bothersome. Because we have a rule that says that when you pay kishas ha-gzela. You pay at the time of the event. The event happened at a value of 4. Why are you going ahead and taking into account what is happening 2 days later? That is not what you really, really damaged. Take a look at the ksos. He asks his kasha. Flip to the third page. He says, Perikashol datsari test. I'm a rava. Hani shakloi dechav detavrei chavisa dechamer lechen vav. Biyoma deshukam izdavne bechamisha. Bishar yom izdavne ba'arba. Hajulei biyoma deshukam hajulei chavisa. Bishar yom imahajulei chamisha. Velo amrin. Ela delo have chamele zvune. Velo have le chamele zvune. Hai boile zvune. Veshitas Rashi. Ahajla biyoma deshuka. Kodim shiagia yom asuk. Shiyachala mochim yom asuk. Shiagia rishon. Mahajulei chamisha. Damalahu, Ihava Gaboy. If it was by me by Yom HaShuk, Chamsa Hava Shavi. I would have gotten 5 for it. So you have to pay back 5. Skipping a couple of lines. Umidivreyem Mevuah. From Rashi comes out, the Hashvira Have Bishar Yome. The Shvira was on a day when the Chavis was worth how much?
4.
Nevertheless, Kiahadru Basa Yom Dushuka, when you return it after the Yom HaShuk, Mahadri Chamisha, because the Chenvani can say, Ilo Havikabab Yom HaShuk, Mizdavle Bechamisha. And he asks, Amnam kasha tuva. Why? Kevan de kaimalon de kol hagazlonim mishalmin kishas hagzela. Is it not true that all gazlan pay from when? From the shas hagzela and kol hashomrim kishas hapshia in kain. Amai mishalmin kiyokra de lakame. Why are you paying? Five. The yom ha shvira. It was worth four. That's all you should pay. So what's coming out over here? What sounds like it's coming out over here? Do you look ahead? Do you look ahead? You seem like you look ahead. Another Gemara. Another Gemara. Turn backwards. Turn backwards. Seventh line from the bottom of the page. Psachim Dav Chav Tesman Av. Okay, watch this. Ha'ochel chametz shel hegdesh b'moed. So what did you do over here? You ate chametz of hegdesh when? On Pesach. On Pesach. Did you usurp property of hegdesh? Are you over an iser me'ila with its consequences, its financial consequences? How much is this property worth at the time of the mi'ila, at the time of the achila? The answer is worth nothing. Why is it worth nothing? Because it's chametz b'Pesach. How much will it be worth next week? The answer is it'll be worth something next week. Ah, you'll tell me, what do you mean? It's not worth anything next week. Because it's chametz of our love, ha-Pesach. And if you own chametz on Pesach, next week, how much is it worth to you? Nothing, it's asabana. That's true, it's asabana, only if it's by who? Let's say a goy has chametz, and you buy it back after Pesach. Did I get an off from it? Of course you can. Let's say gavoa has chametz after Pesach. Is there a knas of chametz of Allah Pesach? Shel cha'i ataroeh, aval ataroeh shel nachri v'shel gavoa. There's no iser by Rabbi Matzi. There's no knas of chametz of Allah ha Pesach. So how much is chametz worth today? What can they do with it today? Zero. How much is it going to be worth next week? It's going to be worth money next week. So is there an Isser Me'ila or not? Did you usurp value from Hegdesh? So Machlokes. Machlokes. One Manda Amar says you usurp value from Hegdesh. Why? Because what's it worth today? Zero. What's it worth next week? Something. That's called value. That's called value. You take into account future value. The other man Damar says there's no Issa Me'ila. Why? Not because you don't take into account future value, but because of Kimlei B'derabine. By eating the Hegdesh, by eating the Chametz, you're over an Issa of Kares. And if your whole Kares triggers a din of Kimlei, there's no Issa of Me'ila based on Kimlei. But if you don't hold that because maybe you don't hold of Issa Kares triggered Kimlei, so do you take into account future value? You take into account future value. So says the Ksus when you see from these two Gemaras. You take into account future value. Aye, but when it comes to Shomrim, Nezek, when it comes to all these dinim, do we take into future value? We pay Ke'en Ha, Kishas Ha, Gzela, Kishas Ha, Ha-Hezek. So says the Ksus. Nira Lefi Shemash Omer Bek, Per Kol Shot, Daf Chavtes. By the time you ochel chametz shel hekdesh b'moed mo'al, and it's because we hold davar hagorim l'mamon k'mamon dami, man d'amar mo'al, savar k'mamon dami, man d'amar lo mo'al k'savar davar hagorim l'aduma, Peirush Rashi, man d'amar mo'al k'savar, af al gav d'ahashta lo chazi, kevan d'lekamei chazi, that's called mamon. Vimkei, hachanami, Kevan dilakame chazi biyomashuk shabi chamsha is le be gorim lamamon bechamsha umeshan chamesh. In other words, do you take into account futures?
Depends.
The answer is it depends. It depends. What does it depend on? What does it depend on? When it comes to a set and fixed Yom HaDeshuka, on Thursday is Yom HaShuk, and I know, the prices go up on the Yom HaShuk? Yes, prices go up. I know prices go up. That's not subject to market conditions. That's what happens. So then does that get taken into account on the as far as valuation of the object today before it happens? The answer is yes. When it comes to, do I know Pesach is going to be over? I know Pesach is going to be over. And when Pesach is over, do I know that the Chametz is going to now, once again, have a value to Hekdesh? Yes. Therefore, that is something that gets taken into account. But to tell me that I damaged a property, or I stole property on Monday, and then in 2 weeks from now there was an appreciation because sometimes things appreciate and sometimes things depreciate, because that's the way the market goes. Does that get taken into account? That does not get taken into account.
Because it's not set.
Because that is markets. In other words, that's markets. These two sugyas, argues the Ksos, is not markets. It's not markets. Am I saying the Ksos or am I saying the Nesivos? I'm getting myself, I might be getting that confused. 1 second. Yeah, exactly. In other words, what I just said. When it comes to Yom HaShuk, is that market changes? I mean, it is, but it's fully consistent. You know, it's anticipatable, and therefore that's going to get built in to initial price.
One second.
When it comes to chametz on Pesach, do we know it's going to go up in value after Pesach? We know. So therefore, that's called even today a davar hagrom lamam. When it comes to kol hagazlan mishan kashas hagzela. What's the din then? Keshas Hagzela? That's market conditions. Then you pay. There's nothing anticipated. You don't know what's going to happen in the future. Then you only pay Keshas Hagzela. Now, how does that apply to our sugya? How would you apply that to our sugya? To our sugya. So in our sugya, let's just talk this out. In our sugya, do we treat this guy as a bona fide ani? Do we treat him as an ani?
Kind of, yeah. A little bit.
It has the subject of work.
So he's not an ani. I mean, if he's an ani, he should be able to collect
$1,000 billion.
He should be able to collect $1,000. So he's not an ani. Why is he not an ani? Because we do what? We will take into account some kind of future value. In other words, how's the Ksos going to understand our sugya? It's similar to what? It's a seasonal fluctuation. A Tishrei Nisan fluctuation is analogous to what? To Pesach post Pesach. It's analogous to Tuesday, Thursday. Seasonal fluctuation that you do take into account. And therefore, is he a bona fide ani today? He's not a bona fide ani, so yeah, we'll give him a little break. We draw a bundle, we'll have to connect my ani, but he's not really a bona fide ani. And that is how the Ksos will understand our sugya. The Nesivos who is a bar plugged of the Ksos. I'm not going to do it now because I'm late, but the Nesivus thinks he's not convinced of that. He'll look at our sugya perhaps with a little bit of a twist. I'll let you look at that. Let you look at the Nesivus on your own. Take a look. And it's Hashem, we will we'll start something brand new tomorrow.